This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Welcome to the New and Improved Relationship Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the unfortunate experience of ghosting and how to cope after being ghosted. Ghosting is an unfortunately common experience for people who are dating. But what is ghosting? Ghosting refers to the experience of one person cutting off contact with a partner and ignoring their partner's attempts to reach out afterwards, typically through texting or other forms of social media. Although ghosting itself may not be new, can anyone remember sitting by the phone waiting for someone special to call? It seems to be a more common phenomenon in today's dating world. Studies have found that 80% of single millennials have reported being ghosted by a romantic partner. Being ghosted can be a disappointing and confusing experience. You're often left asking yourself, did I misinterpret the date? Was I the only one who had a good time? Did I do something to offend the other person? Did something come up at work and they're busy, so they haven't had time to respond to me? If you've had any of these thoughts or feelings, you're not alone. People report feeling sad, angry, ashamed, and lower self-esteem after being ghosted by a partner. Studies have found that although 75% of people have reported ghosting a romantic partner in the past, 74% of people agree that it's an inappropriate way to break up with someone. So, if people know that ghosting makes others feel bad, and it's not a particularly appropriate way to break up with someone, why do they do it? Researchers have found a number of explanations for ghosting instead of having an outright discussion with a partner about breaking up. Number one, they feel like they need to protect themselves. For example, they may fear some sort of retaliation from their partner, whether that's physical or an emotional response that they didn't want to deal with. Alternatively, people reported that they felt they weren't ready for a relationship and potential emotional investment or hurt associated with that relationship. So, instead of getting too deep into a relationship, they left abruptly before they could catch serious feelings. Number two, they didn't want to directly reject someone and hurt their feelings. Breaking up with someone isn't a fun experience. There are a lot of really negative feelings when you know you're about to hurt someone, and coping with those feelings isn't easy. Some people opt out because they aren't prepared to face the consequences of breaking up with a partner. Number three, they felt that they didn't owe their partner an explanation. For instance, some people may not feel particularly obligated to officially end a relationship after only one date. If you aren't exclusively dating, going through a breakup script may seem unnecessary to that person. People report ghosting most often when they're ending a shorter-term relationship, though it certainly can happen for people in longer-term relationships, too.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Number 4, the qualities of the app they use led them to forget to break up. It may seem silly, but a person may have too many conversations going on to remember to reply and kindly reject a person when it isn't working out. And 5, ghosting is convenient, because if we're being honest, breaking up with someone and having that conversation is an inconvenience. Ghosting is common and doesn't make people feel good, but sometimes people have valid reasons to do it, such as feeling physically or emotionally unsafe to break up, or trying to avoid really negative breakup feelings. In today's dating world, it seems like it's inevitable that you'll be ghosted by someone, and only a lucky 15% of people report never being ghosted or ghosting someone else. So, if it happens to you, how should you handle it? Research on coping with breakups can help us to understand how to approach coping with being ghosted. And there are two types of coping techniques when it comes to breakups: goal-focused techniques and emotion-focused techniques. Goal-focused techniques are those where you try to understand why the other person ghosted you by seeking out more information. You may try to reach out to the person who ghosted you, or maybe reach out to a mutual friend to understand why they decided to leave without talking to you first. When it comes to ghosting, this is likely not going to be a very fruitful path toward coping with the situation. If they couldn't do you the courtesy of breaking up with you, then they likely won't respond to your questions after the fact. Alternatively, emotion-focused coping strategies are things we try to do to manage the feelings we have after being ghosted. This looks different for everyone, but most of us go to certain self-care activities that help us feel better when we're down. This may be going to a fun workout class or the gym, binge-watching your favorite TV show, hanging out with your friends, or taking a long bath with a nice book. The goal with emotion-focused coping is to reduce the bad emotions and to try and move on without dwelling on the what-ifs. It can be really easy to hold on to feelings of being embarrassed, angry, confused, or disappointed when someone ghosts us, and it's totally valid to feel those things. Dwelling on what could have led someone to ghost you won't help you easily move past those feelings. One thing is for sure, very few of the reasons that people give for ghosting someone actually have to do with the other person and who they are. Often, people ghost in response to feeling the need to reduce the discomfort they might experience in going through a formal breakup experience. If there's one thing to take away from this episode, it's that when it comes to ghosting, it's not you, it's them. Relationship Doctor is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. This episode was co-written by Dr. Mimi Brinberg. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next week.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.